Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Peace of mind comes as standard with a Kia 7-year warranty.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 51551, wash your hands. Tommy Claffey is a member of the Claffey family. The extended family are well-known flower sellers in Dublin, Grafton Street, cemeteries, Dean's Grange, Parmerstown Cemetery. Tommy, good afternoon. You're about 12 miles away. Are you there, Tommy?
Sorry, Joe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tommy, how's your business?
It's non-existent at the moment. I haven't worked since the 20th of March, Mother's Day.
Okay,
and
so
that was a disaster.
So why did you contact us?
Because the supermarket selling flowers and plants, everything that I sell,
okay,
and they're allowed to go to work. I can't go. My mortgage is on a holiday that I'm paying for, but never go on because it's got my mortgage is going to work by 100 euro a month when
this is over.
You know, so how come the likes of supermarkets can roll out tens of trolleys outside their shops, and me
with flowers specifically?
With flowers, yeah, flowers and plants, and the lady from Glass and Evan and Dean's Grange.
Another flower
shop.
They
can't go out.
Are all flower shops closed? They are
closed. Yeah. So most of them have online business, but the likes of me, I don't.
Yeah, I know, but they're not regarded as essential. So your point is the same as Aoife's point yesterday from Ty de Bow Boutique in Enniscorthy, isn't it? That
exactly, yeah.
We were told we couldn't open because we're not essential, yet all the big departments and...
And Pamela Scott, that's been there since I was a kid, they can't open.
Yeah.
But there's a no rule for supermarkets, so it's not a level playing field.
And like, do you think your business will ever come back? What way is Parmesan Cemetery? It's open for funerals.
It's open for funerals, but the soil gate is open 24/7. Now I'll be back in business, opening up there next Friday. Now I don't know whether they'll allow people to drive into the graveyard or it'll be just footfall where you walk in through the pedestrian gate. But I hope my customers miss me as much as I miss them.
Okay, your sister in Grafton Street, she's gone, is she?
She's gone, yeah. There's no footfall. The only thing in Grafton Street now is a fox.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. And what about out in Dean's Grange, your cousin out
there? Dean's Grange. No, she's gone as well. They have the gates locked. The only way.
Okay. Tommy, where do you get your flowers from?
We get them from an Irish supplier who gets them from Holland, and then plants are coming from an Irish nurseries.
Okay, but the flowers we see in Dunn's and Tesco and in all the garage for course now.
Yeah, where are they coming from? Keelings. They come from Keelings.
What do you mean?
Most of them come Keelings. Keelings that bring in the strawberries and all them. That's where.
Yeah, but are they growing the flowers? Or are they bringing in the flowers?
No. They're bringing them in from Holland as well. Like, there's roses from Kenya. There's most of the stock is Dutch grown. There's some Israeli flowers as well, but I don't touch them.
Why not?
I just don't. That's another thing, Joe. I don't like Israeli products.
Is that political?
It's flowers. It's not political. I just don't. Okay. I don't like that.
Okay. So you're saying the argument we all were told is that supermarkets could open for essentials. Like Arnott's isn't open, which is a brilliant shop.
Yeah.
They have an incredible online offering apparently, but they can't open because they don't sell food.
No, but I mean, but
up the road, M&S are open because they do sell food. But they're also the rest of the shop we're told is open as well now.
But I mean, I've never been in the garden centre that's indoor. Right, so I think he made a boo-boo when he told garden centres to sell.
Well, aren't they? Yeah, but they're reopening on Monday. I hope
they're reopening on Monday. But I mean, when is the last time we had weather like this in May?
I know, it's fantastic. Tony Fenley is in Cavan, 1857 15815. Tony, what's your situation? You're a retailer.
Yes, Joe, good afternoon. Good afternoon to your listeners. So our position is that we have a major retailer in the centre of our town who never closed. during the whole COVID, and all they sell is homewares. Very same as what I sell. Now, I took the decision, like 99% of the people in the country, that were asked to be wise and close up our store, and yet this store of, what, 6 or 8,000 square feet remains open. Nobody's standing at the door stopping people going in or out or anything like that, and all they sell is homewares.
You're sure it's open?
Oh, Joe, believe you me, I operate from across the road of it, okay. So I'm every day.
What's the shop called?
Dunn Stores.
Okay. But do they sell food in there, that brand?
No. Only homewares.
But did you have to, you had to close, hadn't you?
Well, Joe, that was the non-essential business were asked to close up. And I, like everybody else, made that decision on the 14th of March, shut my doors. I had customers, I have stuff on the floor that customers want, but I made a decision because it was the right decision at the time and I still stand by it.
And what, what do you sell, Tony?
We sell curtains and blinds and soft furnishings and packets. It's very same as Dunn Stores, homewares. I also then do made-to-measure curtains and stuff like that in a separate store out to Dublin Road.
Okay, well, come here, do you do binding elastic? Knicker elastic, as they call it.
Well, no, but I got some in. I got some in and I supplied some to a local community centre who were making up some masks. And I gave them some lining and that. And there was a young lady, a teacher, who was involved in a co-op, and I gave her some stuff because she was making up masks as well.
Fair play to you. What's your shop called, Tony?
Well, my shop in town is called Cut Price Curtains. Cut directly price. Opposite Dunn Stores. But
no, because someone texts in saying, not only did you have elastic and material for face masks, but you gave them out free of charge.
Yes, I did.
Look, Joe,
it was nothing major. As the fellow said, I had the stuff there, and as the fellow said, if any of these things help to control and contain this thing, I'm quite willing. As I say, my only gripe, and I did actually contact your show when this thing kicked off, because I felt this is morally wrong. Guards are stopping people going into town asking where are you going, but there's nobody stopping Dunn Stores and asking them what they're doing, opening the shop.
Good point. And can you open from Monday, Tony?
Well, please God, we are, Joe. We're going to go back under strict. And hopefully we'll be looking forward to welcome the customers back.
Fair play to you, Tony. And
just one other point, Joe, too. You know, they're talking about the government helping out companies and the whole lot. I take it and I presume that in no way will the likes of Dunn Stores have their hand out, or should they be entitled to any rate reductions or any other kind of help, because they certainly weren't losing out during this whole COVID. Mm-hmm. So, and like that man said, the shops selling the flowers and that, I hope all these shops don't be having hands out for handout. As the fellas, when we all get back going.
Okay. Tony, stay with us. Barry Murphy. Barry, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
You're called Man's World. Where are you based?
Man's World on West Street in Drogheda, Joe.
And you sell?
We sell men's and children's clothing.
Okay. You've been shut down, Barry?
We've been closed since the 19th of March, Joe, yeah.
And when did you notice that M&S and Dunn's and Tesco's not only had food, their clothes section reopened, but they were running half-price sales?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, what I first noticed, the Dunn Stores in Southgate Shopping Centre, which is close enough to where I live, that was about 6 weeks ago. Now, there was a queuing system to get into the store, but once you got into the store, it was free for all to shop around the clothing and household section. Then I noticed Marks and Spencer's initially had the, if you'd like, it's in the shopping centre called the Lawrence Centre. And there was like a walkway through it to get to the grocery, which is at the rear. But initially, they had a kind of a, if you like, a two-way tunnel system. As you walk through, there was clothes either side, on the right-hand, left-hand side, which was fair enough.
Yeah.
A small, very small selection. But now, I was there last Sunday, and the whole store is open up. You can walk straight in from the shopping centre floor level, straight into the clothing, pick up what you need. Now, you have to queue to pay for it, but it's a free-for-all to shop around. And then the next one, Dunn Stores in Scotch Hall, which was it's on two levels. So the grocery is on the ground floor.
Okay.
The drapery is on the upper floor. Now, initially, they had the drapery store closed, but somebody told me recently it was open. I rang them this morning and asked, was it open? And the girl said, oh, yeah, it's fully open. And I said, well, that's great to know. I said, because I'm going to be speaking on Joe Duffy this afternoon. And I'm going to let him know that. And the girl laughed.
It wouldn't be her decision.
No, it's not her fault, of course. But I'm just making the point that it was like, of course it's open. Why wouldn't it be open?
And did it close at any stage?
Yes, it did close, I believe. I know for a fact it was closed because I'm there in the shopping centre banking one day and it was closed.
And like we're told that it's shopping malls. Is it an enclosed shopping centre, the one you're referring to?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now supermarkets in those selling food, like in Blanche or whatever, they can they can reopen. But every other shop, they'd be the last to be allowed, every other small shop.
Yes,
they'd be the last because they don't front onto, they don't have street frontage.
Absolutely, that's what we've been led to believe.
But, and what, Barry, who can you complain to? I don't know, who polices this?
Well, I don't know, and I don't know, is there any actual legislation that makes us stay closed? I mean, you know, who, you know, you're closing because it's a public health risk to be open.
Right.
And, you know, I have an elderly mother, and I don't want anything to happen to her if I pick it up in the store, and any of my staff. I've two very good lads that have been with me for many years. You know, and you just don't want it. But it's the unlevel playing field, Joe, which has been rolled out so many times. From the big guys to the small guys,
here.
And we've lost brands, Joe, down to the bigger stores complaining to the supplier that if they continue to supply me, they will discontinue doing business with them, you know, and things like that. So this is just another level playing field.
Tony and Cavan, Tony Fennelly, your local TD is Heather Humphreys. It was her birthday yesterday. You probably know that. Happy birthday. Heather, she's the Minister for Business, Enterprise and Innovation. She's in charge of all of this. She said essential services. Have you been able to raise it with the Minister, your local TD, Tony?
I didn't. I raised it with another person involved in politics, and they said to me, you should go to the guards about it. Now, I don't know going to the guards what they were going to do about it, Joe, really and truly. At the end of the day, my opinion on this is, Joe, we are all very responsible people. You would like to think that the powers to be in businesses like Dunn's would be responsible people and say, you know what, let's just shut this thing down, let's get rid of this awful disease or help to contain it, and let's everybody get back to work within a reasonable amount of time. That's my point in this.
Okay,
I
don't know whether Heather Humphreys is celebrating her birthday today, it was yesterday, but we'll try and get an answer from her. What does she think of what's happened? And it's happening, it's widespread. As I said, we heard it yesterday from Cork, from Wexford, from Dublin, and now we're hearing it from other parts of the country. So we try and find out what are they just guidelines, and is it up to people to make their own decision? And if Tony Fennelly and Barry had stayed open, would they have been prosecuted? Whereas maybe there is things in train for big department stores. I don't know, but anyway, Tony, you're back on Monday, PG.
Yeah, but Joe, look, they could make the argument like any of us can about staff. I have seven staff I had to lay off. Now, thankfully, we're all hopefully going back on Monday to work. So, the point I'm trying to make in all this, Joe, I don't know if there is jurisdiction or there is laws in this, but at the end of the day, common sense in a lot of, with everybody prevailed. And that's why we're in the situation now where, thankfully, why we still have people dying, but the numbers are decreasing because people done what they were asked to do. In 99% of the time. But why these companies would persist in opening, is it just pure greed? You know, or what is it? It wasn't certainly that the people needed. Because while, Joe, I love my business, you know, you could live without curtains for a few weeks. You know, you don't have to, you know, it's not going to stop you living. Food is definitely an essential. So that was why I was quite happy to abide by the rules
and
do it.
Yeah, you can live without curtains. You can pull yourself together in other ways. But come here, Tony. Tony, I've a bit of bad news for you from the Journal just now. And they're saying phase one permits the reopening of hardware stores, garden centres, farmers markets, bicycle shops, garages, electrical, IT, opticians Monday. While homeware stores are on the list of shops that could reopen, it is understood, now the cabinet is meeting this afternoon, it is understood that they will not be able to resume business on Monday.
Oh. Well, that's the first I heard of that, Joe. I didn't.
Yes. Now this is in the Journal, that's highly reputable. Where
do we go, Joe? So we don't open, and the store across the road continues to open.
Bizarre. That is bizarre, Tony.
No, Joe, that's
unfair. Now, if that's the full story, it's unfair.
Well, that is, Joe. I can tell you that store has never closed, and if other people have got one,
and you're sure they don't sell any type of food?
that I'm aware of in that particular store. No, they have two stores in Cavan Town, and that store, as far as I'm concerned, does homewares and the likes. I don't know of any reason or any product in there that isn't essential. Maybe there is, but I certainly don't know about it. That or ever did know about it.
Okay, well, Tony,
and if they did, Joe, no more than the hardware stores, they were all doing it behind closed doors, only doing special orders where it was necessary. So, you know what I mean? From that point of view, that was the agreement that was done. Anyone with non-essential was either asked to close, or if you were doing
it was only just... on the one hand, remember yesterday's first call was in praise of Dunn's and their food stores and the way they were organising the queues and giving out free coffee to people who were standing outside. But that was they were getting great praise for their food offerings.
Yeah, well, they've no control on the store, and they've no control on their homeware store in Calvin. I can tell you, there's no one standing at the door there stopping people going in or out.
Okay, Tony, I hope when you reopen, whenever, God, it's hoping sooner rather than later for everyone's, once it's safe, I hope people remember. How long have you been in business, Tony?
38 years this year, Joe.
Good man. And is that a family business before you?
Yeah, well, I started with my wife and my son now is in the business with me. And,
well done.
As a fellow says, so look, please God, the most important thing, Joe, is that we all
stay safe
and keep well, and I wish everybody well, and I look forward to welcome everybody back.
And I hope the people of Cavan and Hinterland remember Tony Fendi. What's the name of the shop again? Curtains?
Cut Price Curtains.
Yeah, but you still go all the way. Tony
Thank
Fendi.
Thank you, Joe.
Tony Fendi.
It.
I hope people. Yes, I hope people remember what Tony did and that giving out all that free stuff for the face mask. Tommy Claffey, your last word, please.
Yeah, when is me barber going to be open, Joe?
Well, I say August.
Because I come.
Tommy, the last time I saw you, you haven't two hairs to rub together.
I had a fringe last week and I cut it when it was wet, and then when I dry it, it went halfway up me for it. I'm like your man Mo out of the Three Stooges now.
Little Mo. Okay.
Well, good luck to you, Joe.
Okay, Tommy, yeah, Flair. Barry Morphy, we'd wait and see, but it doesn't... Are you due to reopen on Monday, Barry? Do you know?
Well, Joe, we're according to the roadmap, the 8th of June, we were due to be open.
Okay,
there again, there's no clarification on what the small retail store and what the large retail store and what have you. But, if this continues, Joe, we'll obviously have to look at some way of opening our business somewhat. I mean, we have a Facebook page, and we're on that new Bazoo platform trying to sell off that with some very limited success as yet. If this continues, we're going to have to, say, open the door and maybe put a counter in front and we'd have a lot of customers who'd be buying very specific items for us. For instance, they could come in and say, I'm looking for a pair of Levi's black size 32 or whatever. We could hand them out and they'd hand over the 80 quid or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
If this is going to continue, we'll have to consider doing something like that. And what I'm trying to say is, this is not sour grapes, Joe. We're not complaining for the sake of complaining and just saying, oh, Dunn stores are able to do it, or Marks and Sparks can do it, or whoever, or whatever. The point is, it's the unlevel playing field that's been rolled out so many times from the bigger stores right through the whole retail system. And we have found that it's a bridge too far, as they say at this stage. And as they say, we're all aware we have to keep everybody safe. And let's hope everyone does stay safe.
Fair play, Barry Morphy, Tony Fennelly, and where were we? Tommy, Tommy Claffey up in Parmesan 70. 51551, wash hands. Freddie O'Melia. Freddie, good afternoon.
How are you, Joe?
What's your shop and the
issues? It's Dawson's Menswear in Maynooth.
Okay.
And I just said I'd add my voice to what other people have said without repeating what they said.
Yeah, good. But I
just feel that, we're all trying to get through this situation, and a lot of people have sacrificed themselves, jobs, people have died over it. There's all these frontline workers, and we have a situation where you have these three big companies in this country, which command a lot of respect, but they've gone downhill from my point of view and from a lot of people's point of view, that they allowed themselves to open up where everybody else is conforming to what they were asked to do. And I think it's a shame that they are being allowed to do this and nobody is actually doing anything about it.
And how, when did you shut down, Freddie?
The middle of March. Wow. And rightfully so,
okay,
because that's what was asked of us. But it shows a lack of respect that these people have for rules and regulations. You know, I think the like of Miss Heffernan should come on to your show and explain why she allowed that to happen. And and Marks and Spencers and Penny's, Tesco.
And how much of your business have you lost?
Well, I would have lost. I would say I'm going to lose about 40%.
Wow. And how long have you been running the men's shop in Maynooth?
30 years.
30 years. So it's your life. It's your life.
Oh, it is.
Do you mind me asking, Freddie, have you a pension?
Yes, I'm getting the state pension. Because I worked from the time I was about 14 years of age.
Oh, good man, yeah. Okay, and when are you told you would be reopened? Like horse racing, we're told just in the last few minutes, is to return behind closed doors, which is a phrase, with strict protocols from June the 8th. That's not too far away. When can you reopen?
They said small shops can open in towns on the 8th of June. Now, I don't know. They might change their mind on that or whether it will allow me. If I can, I will. But if I have to stay closed, I will stay closed because that's what I'm told to.
Yeah, but it's your livelihood. I know I'm just very conscious it's your livelihood. That's...
Yes. But it's a lot of people's livelihoods, not just mine. People have lost their jobs.
I know. And they might never come back.
They might never
come back. Yeah.
I mean, I mightn't survive. I don't know. I'll do my best.
Yeah. And have you got people working for you, Freddie?
Well, I haven't.
Okay, you're just one man.
I do it myself.
Good
really,
man,
you know.
Yeah. So how many days a week were you opening?
6 days.
So you were working 6 days a week and probably working on the other day off as well, the Sunday or whatever, you didn't.
Well, you're always doing something, Joe.
You're always
working.
Fair play to you. Stay there, Freddie. Jerry Quinn and Cavan. Jerry, people are really annoyed about this. I think people are up in arms that smaller shops have all been told to close. None of them, as far as we... Okay, we got a few phone calls about pubs serving to the back door. But we've got no... over the last eight or nine weeks we've been doing... CV. We've got no complaints about smaller shops breaking the rules, but it's a deluge now. People are really outraged about M&S, Tesco, and Dunnes. Okay, the food offering is essential, but they've slipped open all the other parts of the store, and not only that, they've had sales in menswear, ladieswear, clothing, bedding. Jerry Quinn, your point, please. You're angry as well, I'm told.
Yeah. I was listening to Tony Finney there, and I want to say hello to him there, and they wish him luck next week opening up. I was surprised that he even closed when he seen his own hardware in Dunnes stores open there. With everything, bedding, curtains, decking for decking for outside. And there's no other reason for the selling, it's only that stuff. I don't know how they were allowed to open, I don't know why, when the rest was closed.
Yeah.
And we have another Dunnes, and we have another Dunnes up on Main Street to do the grocery one end and the drapery of the other end. You can buy both clothes and groceries.
But is the drapery store that's open, is it only just drapery? I need to clarify that.
Double one, yes. It's drapery and you have the sun lounging furniture decking, you know.
Oh yeah, and how are they selling? Well, people are out. I tell you,
yeah, the curtains
garden furniture would be big this year because people are staying at home.
Yes, this done store says nothing else, only the bedding and curtains and the garden furniture up the back and kitchenware. Nothing else.
And what's the local feeling then? Because on the one hand, people need Dunnes food-wise at the moment. They really do.
Oh, yeah.
And they have a great offering.
Dunnes and getting food. I'm talking, there's no food in this store that we're talking
about. Yeah, I know that. But what is the local feeling about the drapery being open and the likes of Tony Fennelly being closed?
Yeah, well, the like of Tony being closed and the other hardware stores, I think it's shocking that people couldn't get out and buy what they want to buy. Get new curtains or something for their sitting rooms or bedrooms or paint or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they had done stores opened up selling curtains and half price and what have you. And Tony and them are losing out. Like his shops are losing out.
Okay, John Kenny comes. John, your point, please. 51551, wash your hands.
My point
Nick
is, Joe...
Nick DeLava. Go ahead, yeah. John.
No, my point is that people are slating Dunnes and Tesco's and stuff like that, but only for them, we had a newborn child just before all this started. And if the likes of Dunnes or Tesco's hadn't been selling baby clothes, our child would be going around with probably a towel around it.
But the lads, none of the men and women of none of them are complaining about baby clothes being sold.
Yeah, but like it's just unfortunately, it's with their business they were allowed to stay open because they sell all this stuff in general anyway. So if these like there's a difference between going into a man shop or a lady shop to go in. We don't need clothes as adults. We have enough clothes while this is going on, and. Luckily for anyone, and there's hundreds of people that's had new children but when this all happened, that if Dunnes weren't allowed or Tesco's weren't allowed to do it, we'd have nothing. So it was only for them.
Well, I understand that, yeah.
And plus, like, their staff would have been going in there and I'm sure they were worried going to work. And for them, they're doing it. I think the staff are doing a great job.
But what do you think of the point? The point they're making is that menswear, homeware, leave out the babies for a minute, but all the small independent men and women boutiques, they were all told to shut down, and yet the fashion end of Dunnes and Tesco and M&S are open.
I do understand that, right, and I get their point, but it's like there was no need. As adults, we have clothes. We all, there was no need for us to risk putting their staff's lives at risk or our staff's lives at risk to go in to get something because we have clothes. It was just the line of business they're in. They're lucky that they sell all this stuff. Like if the men's clothes shops or the women's clothes shops, if they had been selling food, they would have been allowed open. It's just the way it fell.
Yeah, Jerry and Freddie. Well, Jerry, Freddie, what do you think of John's point that we'd be lost without Tesco's and Dunnes and M&S?
No, that's ridiculous. The point is, children's clothes, babies' clothes, you can get. Look, when my kids were born, the amount of offers from all my family of clothes, when we were kids, hand-me-downs you could wear, they wouldn't be going around with a towel around them. That's ridiculous.
Right.
I mean,
can
I just make my point?
Yeah, sorry.
If they wanted to include children's clothes into it, they could do that. I agree it's essential that young babies born that they can get their clothes. But to say that you have to go around with a towel, there's loads of clothes out there that your friends, your relations will all have. You would have bought it before because you know the baby's on the way.
Not true because our baby happened just before this all happened. How do we know that the whole country was going to go into lockdown?
People buy things ahead of time. They don't. You plan ahead.
But we didn't know if we were having a boy or a girl. So what we were to do, buy half and half and waste half the money.
I'm not saying that it shouldn't. And it's right that you get clothes for your child. I'm not saying that, but the child wouldn't be going around with a towel around them, you know.
Yeah, well, I just said that as a point, but my point is that look at the half, even the half that the 50 euro sale they have, or the 50% sale they have on them, it's great because people that are on COVID money that have probably lost jobs or people that don't have as much money as they did, I think it's great out of the COVID money that they're getting that they're able to get something at a reduced rate.
Yeah, that's grand. But the point is that you've all these people who have lost their jobs, you've all these shops who have closed down because they've been told to do it. And yet, these people can flaunt it. They're not doing it for because your child needs baby clothes. They're doing it because they're greedy. They're greedy won't do what they're told.
So your point is, in you opening your shop, are you doing it for the people or are you doing it because you want to get money into your business?
I'm doing it because I'm providing a service. When I'm told to close, I close. They were told to close. Then if people say, look, we want baby clothes, I'm sure there would have been allowance for that. But the point is that you don't just flaunt the situation. You don't take advantage of the situation. That's what Marks & Spencer's Penny's, or not Penny's, sorry, I apologize, Tesco, yeah, and Dunnes have done.
And that's interesting.
You don't open the whole place for the sake of you know, just for one person.
Okay,
well, they didn't open it for one person. They open it for it's open in the country.
So they didn't do it to provide just for the children's clothes. They did it because they were greedy. You know,
no, they're just lucky that they in their shop they were able to open. That's what they.
What about all the children's clothes, the people who have small little shops with children's clothes, and they were made closed down? Why weren't they allowed to stay open then, if it's so important, which it is important, but why are they allowed
to open?
And all these small shops...
No, I agree with that, with the children's clothes. Yes, I do,
And they were made shut. The point that is that you have to abide by the rules.
Okay, Jerry Quinn, did you want to come back in there?
Yeah, Joe, nobody could forecast what the virus was going to bring to any front door. And therefore, if Tony and these other outlets in Cavan were going to open up around the country, I wonder would they have been asked to close if they were stayed open? I wonder would they have been asked to force to close? But Dunn's door didn't seem to be asked for force to
okay, let me bring Anne Kelly. Anne, your point, please. You're listening to the lads here. Go ahead, Anne.
I just would like to say that I think I don't see what harm it does to go into Dunn's if you're doing your grocery shopping or in Marks and Spencer's, and if you buy some clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're providing a great service. They're doing it safely. They're the social distancing. They're cleaning the trolleys. They're giving you gloves. You know, maybe them little shops can't do that. And I just think it's...
We can do it. We can provide all that. And if I open up, I'll have to provide all that.
Yeah, well, then do that. But I don't see why it bothers you that you can go in and buy clothes and don't.
I'm not allowed. I'm not allowed to open. I've been told to close down by the government, and I've done so. I did what I was told to do. But when I do open, I will provide all that. I will provide all that. And there's people have made huge sacrifices because of this. And rightfully so. But these people haven't.
But I don't see what harm they're doing. If you're in their grocery shopping and they have aisles with clothes in them, what harm does it do to buy them?
Well, what about all the other people who could have opened up and stayed open and provided all that as well? But they weren't. They did what they were told to do.
Well, the groceries, they're open to sell groceries in any way, and the clothes are there in any way.
Yeah. Yeah, they are, but that doesn't mean that they should be allowed. It's like then the pubs can open and they can sell their crisps and their sandwiches and things like that. Why and you don't have to get the drink.
So you think if you're going down the grocery aisle, they have to close off all the aisles to have clothes.
But that's
on them.
But that's what they were doing, Anne.
Yeah, that's what they were doing.
But what difference does it make? What harm are people doing if they can pick up some clothes?
Because the shops were told that shops providing essential services, and they were listed, could open. And one what was not on the list was clothes shops.
But they sell clothes. There are clothes on their aisles all the time, in any way.
But there's no clothes on the frozen food section, is there?
Well, they're not frozen food. Now, that's a bit...
Yeah, it's but you know what section. I mean? It's a separate part of the...
No, there are clothes...
Somebody's just telling me in my ear here, Marks and Spencer and Drogheda have shared food and drapery. The drapery has been blocked off and only the food section is operating.
Well, I don't know, but I'm not up in Drogheda. I'm just saying that I think Dunn's and Blanche are doing a great job.
I take that point.
They give you gloves, they clean the trolleys. There's only a certain amount of people going in and they... There are clothes there as well, and I don't see what harm it does if people can pick up a few clothes on the way around when they're in there safely grocery shopping.
Yeah, well, they can do that in my shop as well if they wanted to, but I'm not allowed to do it. Maybe you should take that up with whoever is doing it.
Because I don't see why it bothers you.
I've taken it, but I am not allowed to open. Same thing with all these big stores. They've all the big stores have closed as well.
Mm-hmm.
So why make exception for people like that? And
because
give them an advantage.
Give them
an advantage
you know, which
yeah,
is
but,
wrong.
But Anne, the other thing as well is, like we've been told, and it's at the core of almost, including wash your hands and sneezing, is that, and it's at the core even from Monday, that numbers have to be kept really low, people mixing. And on Monday, they're even saying, OK, two members of two different households, four in total, can meet up, but it has to be outdoors. So if you open a closed section of the supermarkets, which is happening, we gather in loads of places, you're leading to more people wanting to go there.
But there's only a certain amount of people allowed in at a time. Safely.
For that's supposed to be just for the grocery end of it. Look at all over the world, all the shops have closed and they're bringing this in. Marks and Spencer's, Dunnes and Tesco operate in England and in the north, and none of their shops are allowed open over there. So why should they be allowed
we have a statement from Heather Humphreys, who's been listening. The guidance is clear, that the minister, that closed shops should not be open at this time. Anyone operating outside of the guidance should not be doing so. The government has engaged with a number of businesses on this issue. Businesses should reopen in line with the roadmap. But that's clear. The guidance, and now guidance is guidance. The guidance is not law. The closed shop should not be reopened. Patricia O'Mahony is up in Bettystown. Patricia.
How you doing?
51551, wash your hands. Go ahead, Patricia.
Well, I actually feel sorry for that guy with the smaller business. Because the big boys, I mean, that young guy, or that guy that has his own shop, he has rent, he has everything, Tesco and all them, who else is paying for them? They have employees, they have whatever. If this man loses his business, he's out of work. Mm-hmm. Causes the government more money because they'll have to pay him a dole or whatever. You know, and a lot of shops are selling that are big shops and the thing is cordoned off, the clothes shop end of it. You can pick up and buy if you want. No problem. You know?
I mean, Dunnes are employing a lot of people as well.
But they can withstand that. They're a very, very wealthy. We should be looking after our smaller local shops, like our local here in Bettystown. They're brilliant. They're delivering. They're doing everything they possibly can. They are fantastic. Pat's centre, the whole shebang. And, you know, this man trying to run a business is a small whatever, and his business is gone. Those people that work in Tesco's and other places can be placed elsewhere, you know.
And
can withstand.
From the homeware department, because the food is so busy. John, come in, John. 51551, my chance. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
Your daughter's working pennies. I'm good, thanks. I hope you are as well. But your daughter's working pennies.
My daughter and my wife, so I've got two generations in the same household working in pennies, right? And so this is the subject of great debate every day at lunchtime when we hear this. And one of the things, I was listening on the way back into work myself at lunchtime there, and a couple of things stick out. More than the restaurants competing with the pubs, there needs to be one rule, and you either abide by it or you don't.
Okay.
It needs to be, whatever the rule is, either that they're open or they're closed, it needs to be enforced and enforceable. And there doesn't seem to be anybody doing that, with the net result that the likes of the aforementioned people, the M&S and the Tesco's and others, are driving a coach and forward to it. There is no reason why in the local shopping centre to me, where Dunnes is, that the all non-food stuff is upstairs. They don't just turn off the escalators. So there's no excuse that you can't separate it. But from a practical point of view, if I look at Penny's, who don't do anything except close, they don't have the luxury of grocery to allow them to open doors. They've been closed since Paddy's weekend. Technically, going by the schedule laid out by the government, they may not open till August. Now, if you were sitting in the top tier of Penny's and you were watching your competitors left, right and centre flaunting the rules and opening and putting yourself at a competitive disadvantage, do you think that's fair on the 5,000 people in Ireland who work for Penny's? I don't think so. I think I'm working in a small local business and I'm only back a couple of days and I'm related to construction and we're back on site for Monday. And the amount of precautions and stuff we have to take in a small business, you know, so it's not a small undertaking. And I think there's no clarity, there's no leadership, and there's no enforcement. Now, and I do have sympathy for the smaller business. I live in a small rural town in Athenry, and I see the small businesses all around me and doing their best to be creative. And we will do everything to support them ourselves. But I don't think that certain enterprises should be allowed to cherry-pick the bits of legislation they stick to and the bits that they don't. I mean, pennies, to give them their credit, and I don't want to sound like an apologist.
Well, no, they're incredible success.
Yeah, I mean, they offered right at the start to pay all of the salary for their employees for the first couple of weeks, which nobody else did. And then the COVID came about, and obviously that's now in play. But there needs to be a level playing field for everybody here. And I appreciate there will be exceptions, and I have no problem making exceptions because human nature requires it.
Yeah, okay.
That's my point.
Okay, and as you say, Penny's an incredible success story, both here and internationally. And I've heard before that they do treat their workers very well.
Well, look at it this way. Their competitors now are having sales on. And why are they having sales on? Because they've got summer stock to shift to make way for winter stuff. Penny's has been boarded up since the middle of March. So what happens even if they did reopen in August? You're going to walk in and look at a summer clothing that nobody wants. So there's a double-edged sword to the competitive disadvantage.
Okay, let me bring in Magella. Magella Sheehan, Magella Dunn's in Limerick. What's happening?
Yeah, and it makes me laugh, really, because I absolutely think it's desperately unfair on the smaller outlets that Dunn stores can sell clothes during this time. And the Dunn's that we attend, there's this soundtrack going on all the time, do you know, talking about social distancing and we're all in this together. And then it says, come in individually if possible, which is fine, and observe all the hand sanitizing and everything.
But is the clothes section open, as it seems
it
to
is,
be?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
But you can't just go in and buy a short or a skirt or a pair of Farah trousers the way you go in and grab a pint of milk. You have to browse, don't you?
Exactly. That's my point. Okay. That's what he says in the message. Don't browse. You know, be careful. How do you go in?
Just close your eyes. Just close your eyes. Grab a skirt and hope it fits you.
I mean, it's nonsense, really. No, it's not fair. It's not fair in the smaller outlets, and they shouldn't get away with that, really. You know what I mean? It's as simple as that. I mean, we are in very difficult times, but at the same time, you've got to be fair about it.
Okay,
and these are the big guns.
Oh,
these are
there, the big guns. This is definitely ignited. 51551. And Nick DeLava, the lava
line, okay.
Back after this. Hang on. Oh, there's no, I'm sorry. It's my fault there. Magella is still there. Ed, come in. Save me from internal embarrassment.
I was just listening to that gentleman earlier on. What about the small shop with baby clothes who cannot open? Shops that are willing to open but obey the law.
And someone else has pointed out to me, When the earlier caller, and congrats on having the new baby and well done, but the earlier caller pointed out he didn't know whether it's going to be a boy or a girl, blue or pink, but the callers are the message I'm getting on the screen here, why not buy a lemon onesie for the baby or a lemon baby grow? But anyway, there are small shops that sell baby clothes. They're shut as well, aren't they?
Yeah, they should all be open or all closed. You know what I mean? And this should be remembered when all this is over or almost over, that we all go back to hopefully buying Irish but buying local as well. They're the two very important things.
Yeah, but in fairness, Dunn's and Tesco and M&S or whatever have fed generations of, you know, we all grew up and anyway,
we all grew up sometimes without baby clothes, that we fumbled our way through it if a family couldn't afford the proper colour blue or pink.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? To say that it might be important to that gentleman, all right, but I personally think that it's not fair when the big shop can open and the small fella down the road who's paying the same share of his rates and staff and everything, and yet they're not allowed to open.
Okay, Dennis O'Connor is in Abbeyfield, wonderful Abbeyfield, good. Go ahead, Dennis.
Good morning, Joe, or good afternoon, Joe. How are you doing? I'm listening into all the comments there about all the superstore small shops and the lot.
Right.
But look, my comment on it is, look, it's all about greed, money and market share with these Tesco's and with these Dunn stores. I followed the companies back, I suppose, since 1944 when Dunn started in Cork. As you know, Ben Dunn,
great businessman.
Kempton, worked in Anderson's and, of course, a very successful successful story. He opened in 44 and he worked for Rochester Stores and all that. But my thing is about greed, market share, and what are the government doing about it? We're listening to this on the radio for the past 3 to 4 days. The government seems to be doing anything about it. But if you're turning around a small shop down in Kilrush or Neen or something open, you'll have the guards. They'll flout the law and you'll have the guards at your door, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And this is totally unfair to small local shops that are trying to survive, you know?
That's the general consensus.
Well, flouting the law. That's basically it, you know. It's to me, like, it's about shifting summer stock that they have and trying to get rid of it because they don't want to get caught with it. But the smaller shop, it's okay about the smaller shop. If he has summer stock bought in since March or April, hard look on him, you know. But at least we in Duns and with the other Tesco and some of the major, they want to get rid of it, so... and sell it off at any price. So,
okay, but as I say, people are very animated by this.
I should get on to the government straight away.
No, the government have said, Heather Humphreys, the minister, has been listening, and she said the guidance is clear. Sorry, I'm not giving out to you, Dennis, you know that. The guidance is clear that closed shops should not be open at this time. It couldn't be clearer.
Yes, correct. And they're talking
about... if you go into a centre that sells alcohol... and you go in at 9 o'clock in the morning, a small shop, and you say, give us a bottle of wine, and they say, no, we can't sell it. That's the end of it. You can just say, there's no clothes coming through the checkout. End of.
And I correct with you, John. I agree with you. And I'm still very, very sorry for the small businesses. When this thing will be over, there'll be a lot of casualties. And I see it down the road, like pubs and small shops and a lot. This is what the government will have to come in and give grants to those people. Like, why are Dunn's and why are Tesco and why are some of the major stores flouting the law? What is the government doing about it?
Well, the government is saying the guidance is guidance. Okay, thanks indeed all.
It's about market share and greed, okay?
Well, okay, that's one interpretation, but they do provide, in food-wise, an incredible service.